This educational podcast from the American Soybean Association is brought to you by the Illinois Soybean Association, which invests checkoff dollars to support research programs designed to increase soybean demand and sustainability. Joining me today, I have Matt Hughes. He is a grower from Shirley, Illinois, and he is also the vice chairman and director of the Illinois Soybean Association Board. And Matt, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with me today.
Not a problem. I enjoy talking about this subject and always a pleasure to talk with you.
Tell me a little bit about some of the projects or programs that the Soybean Association does in terms of seed selection. And always, I know that you're looking to increase those soybean yields.
The farmers raise a lot of money through their checkoff dollars, and it's our job on the Illinois Soybean Board to invest those dollars wisely. We always try to do our best there. 40% of that investment goes in the area of research on things like increasing yields, hopefully is the bottom line there. So we do a lot of different areas of research looking at various aspects of production, whether it be weed management, genetics and germplasm. The soybean cyst has been a big focus. We get, rust, all those pests and diseases, aphids, Japanese beetles, always trying to stay on top of production to help farmer increase his yields and combat the problems that keep developing out there.
Always seems to be with the advance of technology through seed selection and even pesticide application, there seems to be new issues each year.
That's why we have to stay on top of our production. It's the old catch-22. You solve one problem and there's always another one out there waiting for you to start tackling it. So it's a combination of, pests and diseases adapt, change to their environment. So we have to continue to adapt. The other side of that is we do solve problems, and so we move on to the next one. And one thing that's been frustrating of late, though, is trying to untap the yield. So, we've been able to protect yields and do a good job getting on top of some of our defensive problems, but we've struggled a little bit on the top-end yield, and that's been our new focus here, just trying to expand that yield potential and get more out of every acre we plant out here of our soybean production.
And one of those tools that helps you deal with some of those prevalent issues throughout the growing season is the VIPS program, the Varietal Information Program for Soybeans. Is that right?
Yeah, it's been a very valuable tool in my opinion. The Soybean Checkoff invested fairly heavily in that project. It started back in the mid-90s. And it's a very unique program in its own right. It looks at over 600 varieties every year and test plots in several locations throughout Illinois in a variety of conditions. And does a lot of side-by-side comparisons, not only for yield, but also we do a lot of extensive disease and pest ratings, and also composition like oil and protein. So it's unique in the aspect that it's a one-stop shop that gives you an unbiased view and also a direct comparison of a lot of different traits. As a farmer, I look at seed company brochures, and they're very helpful. For example, when I start looking at the ratings for this particular disease and then try to compare it to another company, it's hard to. A lot of times their scales don't always aren't consistent. So this is a key place to get that consistent rating and also a third party look at it to validate a lot of those scores that the seed companies are talking about.
Well, as farming gets tougher and tougher with each generation that takes over the farm, it's important to make sure that you do have that objective information, and the VIPS program definitely provides that.
Oh, absolutely. And we continue to try to make it better. We keep adding new pests and diseases to it to make it more useful. This year, if people have been following our yield challenge program. Again, I was just getting back to our goal of trying to increase the top end of these soybean yields out here. And so we're trying to incorporate what we're learning there and into this database as well. And that's going to be coming online here. So it's, again, trying to expand the usefulness of that whole database and make it a truly valuable management tool for a soybean grower out here.
It's also refreshing to know that with the program starting in the mid-90s that you are continuing to add and contribute to that program each year by adding the yield challenge. You are trying to stay current and provide helpful information to growers across the state.
Oh, absolutely. That's always our challenge, is trying to stay on top of the developing issues out here. Our whole program on the research side is focused at that very goal of trying to continue to get farmer input into that process, so it's not just driven from academic pursuits. But we have a board of directors of 24 people, and half of those are dedicated to trying to manage the research side, but we all step forward and talk about our own problems and our operations and spend a lot of time one-on-one with the researchers and helping give them some direction until it's truly important out here to be looking at from a research standpoint. So that's, that gives me encouragement as a grower that when I look at these databases, they're focused on things that are going to hopefully help my bottom line in the long run.
And Matt, is there a website that folks can access for the VIPS program?
Oh, absolutely. You can go directly to the VIPS program, which is vipssoybeans.org, VIPSOYBEANS.org. And that's a great place to go straight to the VIPS program.
All right. Well, Matt, thanks so much for taking the time out of your schedule to check in with us, and good luck in 2011.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me today.
This educational podcast is brought to you by the Illinois Soybean Association.